The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. The voice is getting stronger and better each moment that we go along here. So that's good. That's a good thing. We want to welcome this morning Letha Grimes. Letha is with the Maryland Fishing Service, the Inland Fisheries Planning Office in Thurmont, Maryland. And we will say good morning, Letha. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Glad to hear that. Ready for the big radio show today?
Sure.
Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are. So, Letha, tell me about your role with the Fishery Service and what we're going to focus on today.
All right. Well, I'm a natural resources biologist, and I have actually several duties, but one of them that I work on is youth fishing and angler outreach for young anglers. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay. Sounds good. Angler outreach for youth anglers. Very good. So I guess we'll start with the Youth Fishing Club.
All right. Well, the Youth Fishing Club, what that is, it's kind of like a virtual online club.
Okay.
And you
there's
sign
no
up.
There's no meetings and no officers and no directors or anything like that.
That's correct.
Okay. That's good.
Just sign up online. You can go to our website.
Okay.
And that's dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries.
Right.
/youth fishing.
Okay. I'm on there right now, and I clicked on the little button that says, you download this application form. And send it to Angel Wright, I guess, is still the person in charge. And you fill out that little name, address, phone number thing, and your birthday. And if you've participated in an event, and I guess you sign kids up at events on that, right?
I do. In fact, yeah. I'm going to be at an event tomorrow where I'm going to be signing up kids.
Okay. And so then they're signed up, and then they get to share in all the updates online, and, I mean, you get the emails and all that stuff. And tell me more.
All right. Well, you get a welcome packet once you sign up, and you'll get our Youth Fishing Club patch.
Okay.
And then once you're a member, like I said, what we encourage the kids to come back on and then share your fishing experiences on our Youth Anglers Log.
Yeah, which is a little different than the regular angler's log because this goes to the kids, pretty much.
Yes, it's for kids, and once you share your stories, we draw. We have youth winners each month,
right?
And we also have a drawing every quarter, and those winners will go on. The monthly drawings. Now, sometimes if we don't have a lot of, like during the winter months, we might not have a lot of posting, so we'll combine. But we'll have at least 12 members that we draw each year. And those kids will be invited down to our the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale at the end of the year. And they will be guaranteed to win one of our donated fishing trips.
Cool. So here's a question for you. I'm looking at the website. Okay. And it says Youth Fishing Club, and then it says Youth Angler's Log, share your fishing experience. How do I link from here to the Youth Angler's Log?
Okay. If you are on our website,
yep.
Down at the bottom on the left-hand side, it says Youth Links.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, and see Youth Angler's Log.
There it is right there. Okay. One. I got it. All right. That's pretty simple. And there's Earl Jenkins the IV. With a rock bass, state record rock bass. That's pretty cool. And there it is. Look at that. That's pretty cool. Kids with fish, bass. Look, oh, my goodness. Nice bluegills. That's pretty cool stuff. Yeah. Very nice. So, well, cool. Okay. So we've got the Youth Fishing Club. It's just like an online club, an online organization. I won't ask you how many members, but I'm going to ask you how widespread the club is. Do you have members in every county or whatever?
I believe we do.
Yeah.
But I do know we have a lot of members from the Western region.
Right.
We have, you know, some from, you know, well, all the regions. I'm not sure about all the counties,
right,
to be honest with you. But okay. We are up over 2,000.
2,000 kids. That's great. That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Now, there is one important factor to this. Because of youth privacy laws, that when you do join, when you get your packet, or even on the downloaded application form, there's it'll say to sign up for our email update. Go to, and it has the website, and it'll be in the welcome packet, and like I said, it's also in the application, but you have to sign up. The kids have to, or the parents have to sign up in order to get our emails, because we can't just email without permission. And the reason why we ask for the email is, of course, if you are one of the chosen winners, we need to contact you. But we will not send emails unless you are on our email distribution list.
Right. Okay. Well, that's cool. I'm looking at these kids with these logs, and I mean, most of the time, I mean, a lot of the time, the parents are kind of writing a little caption. You know, the kids aren't writing it themselves, but other kids are writing their own stories about it, which is pretty cool. I mean, it's a 4 or 5 year old kid with a picture of a big fish. I mean, that's pretty cool. But I like this thing. I like this youth angler club, and I think it's great for the kids that are out there fishing. It gives them an outlet, a bragging board, so to speak. I mean, you don't see many of those at the tackle shops anymore. You used to walk into a tackle shop and there used to be a bragging board, you know, put the kids' pictures up there. But in this digital age, nobody takes any pictures. It's all on your cell phone and on email and that type of thing. So here's a way for the kids to get their catch out there and for the world to see, which is kind of cool.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed. So, okay. You mentioned about the winners selected from the Youth Fishing Club throughout the year that, you know, you just do like a random drawing. And the rodeo events, and you said there's one where? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to the Cold Deer.
Cold Beer? I'll join you.
Yeah, okay. Cold Deer.
Oh, Cold Deer.
Fishing Club.
Okay.
Yeah. There might be some cold beer later.
Later.
not during the youth event.
I got you.
And that is up in Frederick County.
Right.
Now that one is not on my rodeo list.
Well, okay. There is a list of rodeos though.
Yeah, that's on our website as well.
Okay.
Under youth rodeos. Each year we have DNR sponsors. When I say not sponsors, I guess a good word to say is support,
right?
Because we stock them with fish.
Okay.
Usually anywhere between 55 and 65 rodeos per year that we support by stocking trout or hybrid sunfish. But there's also, you know, probably twice as many of those events going on across the state.
Sure.
Throughout the summer.
Sure, your local fishing club or local you know, charitable organization will put something on, fishing rodeo for the kids and that type of thing. Yep, that's pretty cool.
And if it's a pond that doesn't need stocked, they don't ask. So most smaller ponds don't need stocked.
Right.
So, you know, it just don't go by our list. If you're looking for a youth fishing event, you know, check your local community websites.
Sure.
Towns, park host events, and
I like the
it
way
might not be on our list.
I like the way that you've got the list, the rodeo broken down by county. A lot of in Allegheny County, apparently they're pretty active out there. I see a couple in Baltimore County. Most of these are early, but there are some that are through June. And does this schedule get updated as far when you hear about things?
Unfortunately, not.
Okay.
Because that is a set kind of the way our application process. They have to get their applications in. So
I see.
There's none that are really added at the last minute. Now, there was an email that went out yesterday, I believe, to the group that there was one that was canceled. I think Tri-Town.
Yeah, I saw that.
For this weekend.
I just wondered if there's any kind of, you know, interactive update type of thing where, you know, you go, oh, hey, we just heard about this one. But the groups actually do have to apply to be on the rodeo schedule on the website. Is that what you're saying?
We have a rodeo coordinator,
right,
and she sends out applications for, and what they are is to get fish from us. So the ones that are on this list are basically ones that get fish from us.
Right. I see.
Because they are getting fish from us, it has to be publicized.
Right.
It's open to the public. It's state fish.
I got it. Okay.
But there are other events that may not apply for fish, so therefore
they're not
on
the list.
We don't have it on a list anywhere.
Ah, okay. I got it.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do. So if my local Rotary Club decides that they want to have a youth fishing derby for their members, and you've got a local pond, and you go out and you go, okay, we're going to publicize this to our members. Let's just everybody show up at the farm. We're cooking hot dogs and hamburgers, and everybody's going to have a good time. It's a community event for the Rotary Club, a picnic type of thing. They have their little derby. They haven't asked you for anything. It's pretty much, you know, their little group. You're not going to put that on the website. But
right, because I don't know about it.
Right, right.
And
but
there's really no way for us to know and publicize all these events.
Sure, but if the Frederick County Bassmasters, whatever they're called, decide that they want to put on a youth fishing rodeo and they want to invite the public, they call Letha and say, hey, can you help us with any fish? Here's the pond we're going to set it up at. And Letha says, sure, we'll get you some fish. Here's the application process. You put that one on the website.
Right.
Got it. That's pretty simple.
Right.
Pretty
simple. Or even if, you know, if you call and say, can you publicize this, I can send it out with my email to the youth fishing club.
I got it.
But I very rarely do I get calls like that. But
I got you. Sure.
But, yeah, we have, but I do get, you know, people who call and ask, you know, for assistance, you know, for events. And
sure.
So
I got it.
And some of them might be small that they don't want it publicized or, you know. So, but just check your local communities. And I know state parks, a lot of the state parks are holding fishing events in their parks each year.
Good point. All right. Well, let's follow up with that when we come back from our first break. Okay, Letha?
All right.
We'll talk about state parks. Good. All right. Let's talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. excuse me. Been fighting the voice thing all week. So, listen, it's pretty simple. There's no strings attached. The Maryland Fishing Challenge is hosted by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. It's open to anybody who fishes recreationally or any recreational fisherman in Maryland. And this year, something has happened to change the fishing challenge a little bit, and we want to tell you about it, want to promote it. It's called Cash for Fishing. Yeah. You know, the $25,000 grand prize that used to go out with if you caught Diamond Jim. Well, that wasn't one of these, you know, hole-in-one insurance policies type of thing where, you know, hey, we're tagging these fish and, you know, if somebody has a chance to win, whatever. No, it was $25,000 in the budget. Well, the $25,000 in the budget, since Diamond Jim decided to retire, now goes to the anglers, any angler. And here's how it works. There are 67 species of fish in Maryland, all the way across the state. There are three divisions, three main divisions, non-tidal or freshwater, Chesapeake Bay or tidal, and then the Atlantic Division. In each of those three regions, that $25,000 has been broken up into $6,000 for each region. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, 6,000 people are going to win a dollar apiece. No, there are going to be three winners for $2,000 apiece in each of these regions. And that's pretty cool because you catch a bluegill in a pond in Montgomery County, you could win, you know, $2,000 if it's a big enough bluegill and qualifies for an angler award. That's kind of cool. The other part of that is the master angler. There's $2,000 up for grabs there. You can get into a drawing if you catch a fish that wins an award, an angler award, in each of the regions, tidal, non-tidal, and Atlantic. So, you know, you catch a flounder, you catch a largemouth bass, and you catch a crappie, okay, all of the, which win angler awards in each of the different divisions, you're now into a drawing for $2,000 cash because you are a master angler. And then there's, once you win your angler award, you know, they used to call it a citation, it's the angler award, and you show up at Sandy Point, your ticket goes into the bin, and there's going to be random drawings for $5,000 in cash. So look, it's very simple. Just go fishing. Go to dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries, and you will find all the information on the Maryland Fishing Challenge, and you could win great prizes and cash this year.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Okay. Listen, I've been telling you about Clyde Sports Shop and their, you know, their huge fishing selection. You know, if you need anything for fishing or crabbing.
You're listening to the five.
What happened there? You let the Fox News go bleed over me. That's what you're saying. So I got to start again. Okay. So, I've been telling you about Clyde Sports Shop and all their great fishing, you know, live bait and everything, but do you know that they are probably one of the leading gun dealers in Baltimore, if not the leading gun dealer? Absolutely. They're the biggest Browning dealer that I know of in the state of Maryland. And if you like shooting sports, like trap and skeet and sporting clays, the 725 Satori, the over and under, is a perfect blend of beauty and performance. It comes with five Invector choke tubes, ported barrel, triple trigger system, the Vector Pro length enforcing cones, and it's a tremendous gun for just an all-around over-and-under gun for all the shooting sports. Now, if you like trap, the BT99 trap gun single shot is a wonderful trap gun. It's got the chrome-lined barrels, chrome-lined chambers. It's well, you folks who are into sporting clays and trap and skeet and shooting sports know way more about all this stuff than I do. All I'm telling you is Clyde Sports has the hearing and eye protection. They have the ammo. They have the, you know, everything you need for the shooting sports. So why not stop by Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, or check their website, ClydeSports.com. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop in Lansdowne.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot, whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll.
All right, we're with Letha Grimes here today with Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. We're talking about youth fishing here in Maryland and the Youth Fishing Club. So where are we going next, Letha?
Okay, well, I think we talked about the fishing club.
Right, we did.
We talked about how it kind of filters into the youth fishing component,
right,
of the fishing challenge, and we talked a little bit about youth rodeos. Now, we do have some backyard fishing areas.
Okay.
That are specific areas that we kind of set up just for, well, we call them backyard fishing areas because they're easily accessible to youth, and they have, you know, some populations of sunfish. And if they'll go out and check the ponds, and if they need stock throughout the summer, we'll stock them with hybrid sunfish. And those areas are Grantsville Pond in Grantsville. We have Warfields Pond Park in Howard County, and the other one is Boonesboro Community Pond in Washington County.
Okay.
So we try to have every other year we'll do a kickoff event, or, you know, like a family event at
right.
ponds to teach fishing.
Okay.
We don't have the date set. The one up in Garrett County was in May.
Right.
They correspond that with their rodeo that the community holds
sure.
each year. And then the one for Warfields Pond is going to be scheduled for the evening of July 29th.
Okay.
And then we haven't scheduled the one for Boonesboro. It'll probably be in July.
Okay.
But that will also be posted on
everything will be posted on the Youth Fishing Club event.
What we try to do is, you know, not just teach the kids, even though these are kid-friendly areas where you can go after school, grab your rod, go out, and ride your bike down and
sure.
you know, spend an hour trying to catch some fish.
Sure.
But we try to hold some family events just to teach everybody how to fish, because if, you know, sometimes I almost think that fishing maybe skipped a generation or two.
That's very possible. That's very possible. You know, we get people that we get people that call and want information like that all the time, and here's an opportunity that's pretty centrally located, Warfields Pond Park in Howard County. July 29th is a Wednesday evening. not a lot going on. School's out, you know. You can head down to the pond and just kind of get together, have a good time, and learn a little bit about fishing. And Howard County seems to be one of the places where we hear this a lot. Where do I take my kid? You know what? Oh, there's Centennial Lake. There's a number of public areas out there you can go in Howard County. Oh yeah, I never thought of that. So I mean, you know, people are. In this information age, when it comes to outdoor recreation, people still are seemingly ignorant about those types of things, even what's in their own community.
Right. And we partner with the Howard County Parks and Rec on that event.
Yeah.
And I do know that you can check the Howard County Parks and Rec website, because they do a lot of fishing events throughout the year. And I believe that they're going to maybe start, I don't think they're going to do it this year, but maybe next year, like an adult fishing, like a basic fishing for adults. And I think that's wonderful. We just hosted our Becoming an Outdoors Woman. We just hosted a family workshop where we had three events that they, you know, kind of circulated through those events throughout the day. It was outdoor cooking, archery, and fishing.
Right.
And it was, we had a successful day. And I think that, in the future we need to start gearing toward, family activities. Because I think, back when we were kids, it was no big deal to go, ride your bike and as long as you were home by dark.
I did that many times. Yeah.
So I think in this day and age, it's changed a little bit. So we need to change our focus,
sure.
And maybe kind of, focus more on the family.
Exactly. I was telling somebody the other day, when I was a kid, and we moved to Somerset County, out in the little town of Berlin. There was the Berlin Sportsman's Club or Association, or whatever they called themselves, and they had a pond, and you paid, I think it was $10 a year or something like that, to join. And I was at that pond every day in the summertime. I would ride my bike to the pond, and I'd be there, and that's kind of where I cut my teeth as far as bass fishing is concerned. I said, a 6-inch purple cream worm on a number 2 eagle claw hook on a leader, on a swivel, no weight, Mitchell 300 reel. And I said, I just wet weight out there in my sneakers and shorts and just cast along the edges of the weeds and wait for that big old bass to come along and suck that plastic worm in. I'd let him run, and then I'd set the hook, Caught some pretty nice fish. And that pond had some really big fish and some really big snapping turtles, but it also had crappies and bluegills and trout and, all kinds of stuff. And just a kid to get out and go fishing and hone his skills a little bit, learn what it feels like for that fish to bite and when to set the hook and what it feels like to reel different kinds of fish in and how they fight and what type of bait to use and cut your fishing. I experimented. I was always an experimenter on fishing stuff and trying different colors and different techniques and different things like that. But, you find out what's reliable and you just stick with that most of the time. But I'll tell you what. As a kid growing up back in the 60s and fishing as much as I fished, it does my heart good when I see my grandson send me a picture of a bass he caught off the dock at the next door neighbor's, or he calls me and he says, "I hope the big catfish didn't get it in," and that type of thing. So it's pretty cool to watch the kids come up, because the old saying is true, give a man a fish and he eats for a day, teach a man to fish and, he can eat for a lifetime. And, if it becomes a lifetime lifestyle, then, you've got him. You've got him, and you can pass that on from generation to generation. And I think you're right. I think we got so busy at some point in our lives, we just set all that stuff aside. Maybe it's the economy. Maybe I'm pontificating, Letha. I'm taking your time here. But,
you're fine.
It's, We've kind of gotten away from that, chill out and go fishing. We don't have enough time. And the other thing that hurts fishing and kids in the outdoors as well is the plethora of sports and other activities that they have with school. well, I got to take my daughter to soccer. I got to take my son to baseball. I got to take my, you know, and it's every moment is occupied. You know, the parents are trying to make a living, and the kids' demands on the parents' times as far as coordinating the different sports events and things like that. It's just, this world has just gotten too, you know, too full. And we kind of leave out those outlets that we used to have. I'm going to just go and relax this Saturday. I'm going fishing, you know, and that type of thing. And today being a free fishing day.
It is. So today would be an awesome day to go fishing. And if you can't make it today, next Saturday.
Yeah.
Free fishing day. So what better opportunity to get out, experiment, and see if you enjoy fishing.
Right.
You don't have to buy a license.
And this year, the 4th of July is also on a Saturday, so, you know, it's going to be pretty cool for almost three in a row. But we got today, 13th, and the 4th are all free fishing days. So you got three opportunities within the next month to take the kids fishing and go yourself without having to buy a license. And then, you know, hopefully you'll enjoy it to the point where you will get the equipment, get ready to go, and get your license and go. So,
All right. If you're a first-time angler and you're taking young kids, one of the tips for a fun is just keep it simple.
Hang on, go to a local community pond,
especially I find that with kids, you probably want them to have a really good experience the first time, so it's enjoyable.
Sure.
And, you know, and especially in the summer, you know, you have bluegill along the shoreline, and that's, you know, you just need a basic, a rod with maybe a bobber and a worm.
Yep.
You know.
And you need a hook on there.
Close to the shoreline and catch some bluegill. Just make sure that, you know, it's a, you don't keep them out there for,
right,
you know, 4 or 5 hours until you catch a fish. But just make it enjoyable. Keep it simple.
Hold that thought. We'll talk more about kids' equipment and getting started and that type of thing. And when we come back, how's that? Hang on.
All right.
Hey, folks, NBS Seafood is located on Dorsey Road, just off 97, not that far, maybe a half mile, right beside Jim Donnie RV, 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, stocked with live, wild-caught Louisiana jumbo crawfish. I was there yesterday. These are big, giant crawfish. They've got the andouille sausage, the gator sausage, and gator tail meat, along with live Louisiana crabs, all right there. You can have yourself a Cajun seafood feast, and they've got the, You know how you do that, right? You just get a big old pan or pot, and you boil everything up together. You boil up the red skin potatoes and the corn on the cob and the all this stuff right in there with it, the andouille sausage and the gator sausage and all the seafood. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm getting so hungry. Anyway, Maryland crabs are also available. A few, NBS Seafood carries fresh wild-caught white perch and jumbo Gulf shrimp and scallops and crab meat and all the other seafood items that you and the like. They've got the black Angus steaks. They've got the pasture-raised chicken, all natural. And you know what? They have the seasoning to make that all taste good. Stop by and see NBS Seafood. You'll see the crab cab sitting right out front there. It's 410-271-3202, 271-3202. And they're open Thursday, Friday, and Mondays from 2 to 7. They're open today, 10 to 7, and tomorrow, noon to 5. NBS will accept your Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and even cash. So, if you have any questions, or you want to place an order, or you want to stop by, or you want to check on availability and prices, 410-271-3202, 271-3202 for NBS, that's No BS Seafood in Glen Burnie.
Frontal system moves through today with its showers and storms. High pressure builds in behind it, so a nice finish to the weekend, and then more storms ahead for the business week. Scattered showers and storms for us today. Temperatures this afternoon in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Clearing overnight will drop down into the upper 50s. Pleasant day for Sunday. Sunny and comfortable with highs tomorrow in the upper 70s. Showers and storms Monday, some strong to severe, mid 80s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena.
Listen Sundays at 9 a.m. for Radio Mass of Baltimore, the live liturgy of the Sunday Mass from St. Ignatius Church in downtown Baltimore, and again at 6 p.m. for a rebroadcast. Following the Mass, stay tuned for a message from the Archdiocese of Baltimore on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch a bobber go float away.
All right. Letha Grimes with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We're talking about youth fishing, and she was just getting started into talking about, keeping the pressure off the kids when you take them fishing for the first time or for the second time or for the tenth time. It's all about fun, right, Letha? Oh, where'd she go? Right, Letha?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Pole, reel, line, and hook on the end with a bobber 3 feet up the hook or 2 feet up, 2 feet up the line, and a can of worms or carton of worms, and away you go, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty simple. Pretty simple.
Yeah, pretty simple.
You know. The two biggest obstacles to overcome for kids when they go fishing, putting the worm on the hook, taking the fish off the hook.
Taking the fish off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
If you're catching bluegills, you got to remember the fin on the back is sharp, has sharp spines on it, and it's very simple. It's just you just grab the fish in front of the, closer to the head. You put your hand down over it, and you fold that fin down, and then all danger is gone. It's always nice to have a pair of needle nose pliers or forceps or something to help get the hook out. And if you're going to release everything, the easiest thing to do is to press the barb down on that hook.
Exactly. And one thing that I always teach in my classes when I, teach is when you do catch a fish, and you are going to release it, try and wet your hands because the protective mucus, or what we call the fish slime, if your hands are dry and you're touching the fish, it'll, kind of rub off, and they're right. More susceptible to lesions and sores. But,
sure.
If you're going to be practice catch and release, just remember to keep your hands wet or have a bucket of water, to
sure.
Get the fish in, or a wet towel.
Right. And the other thing, Lefty came up with this, Lefty Cray came up with this many, many moons ago. If you're bass fishing, on any of the river systems and you happen to catch a smallmouth bass, the easiest way to handle that fish is to, when you get it in your hand, you can hold it, you can hold it by the lower lip if you want. It's not necessarily that good for a fish, but if you simply put that fish on its back in your hand,
right,
you can handle it. The fish will basically just stop. I don't know if it thinks it's dead or sleeping or whatever, but if it's on its back, it's pretty docile, and it's not flopping around a lot. And
right.
Again, when you hook a fish, the fish doesn't necessarily fight that barb that's on the hook. That barb is there to keep the hook from sliding out. But if you're going to release the fish, that barb that's right near the point there, that little slice of metal, you want to take your needle nose pliers and push that down. Even it doesn't have to disappear into the body of the hook, but you can push it down so that it's not sharp. You can bend it down, round it out, or whatever you want to do, or even file it off. You know, you can still catch all the fish in the world, but to unhook them simply and quickly, it's a good way to do it right there. So, you know, and kids don't mind releasing fish. They don't mind releasing
them. Don't.
You know, they don't. And you can
get it off the hook.
What's that?
I said they don't. I think it's just getting it off the hook.
Getting it off the hook, yeah. And like I said, you make that simple by wetting your hands. You put the fish on its back. You use a pair of forceps or needle nose pliers and you know, grab the hook and just kind of slide it out of the fish's mouth. Or if you want to take a picture, you know, don't have the kid, you know, hold the pole out and the fish, you know, hanging off the end of the pole. No, you can take the line above the fish and hold that in front of the kid so that you can, you know, make it easy. Make sure you get a nice wide profile of the fish with the kid with a big smile on it. Take that picture. And, you know, first fish especially, that's a fish of the lifetime. So you don't want to take that picture of the back or the bottom of the fish just hanging there. You want to make sure that the kid either is holding the fish or, you know, has a nice picture, and don't keep the fish out of the water for a long time.
Right.
So, fish are fairly hardy, but you know, how long can you hold your breath underwater? That's what it's like for a fish out of water.
Out of water.
Yep. So, okay. So, rods and reels, Leith. I mean, what do you see at these fishing derbies that seem to work the best for the kids?
You probably just want a light spinning or, you know, some spin casting. That's, I think, one of the issues when, you know, we do these events. Some of the kids will show up and they'll have the big, you know, like saltwater tackle. And, you know, it's just important to
match the tackle to the fish.
Right. You just want a light rod. Use like maybe a 6 or 8 pound test line.
Sure.
And the small hooks. You just need a small basic, you know, rod. A little push button is usually the best for, you know, if the kid's starting out.
Sure.
It's inexpensive, simple to use, you know, a good outfit for beginners. So, you know, that's what we recommend. And that's usually what we take when we're teaching youth fishing at our events. You know, the open face reel is a little bit more difficult to handle, I think, for kids. So we basically, you know, use the push button most of the time.
Sure, the push button's a good way to start.
A little light action if you're going to be going, you know, to, you know, starting out going to ponds and things like that. That's all you need.
Got it. Yep, that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, if you do hook a big bass or something like that, if you just happen to accidentally catch one, rather than target it, I think that's probably sufficient enough. You just got to be able to, you know, be careful with that fish. You know, just kind of make sure you play that fish out and don't try to land it too soon and, you know, try and yank it out of the water with a line. You just got to get down there and get your hands on it and get it out of the water. So,
right.
You know, so, I gotcha. So, all right, hang on there, Letha. We're going to take our last break, and then we'll come back and wrap it up, okay?
All right.
All right. Folks, it's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Now, we talked to you exclusively in one of the commercials about their fishing tackle. We talked to you about exclusively about the, you know, the firearms for shotgun sports. I just want to tell you, for all around fishing, hunting, and crabbing, Clyde Sports Shop has been in business since 1957. They've seen all the bumps in the roads. They've been through the good times. They've been through the bad times. They've been through every law change that's taken place as far as firearms here in Maryland. They've been through all the fishing ups and downs, the rockfish moratorium, the goose moratorium, the good times and the bads. And I want to tell you, there they are. They're the same as they've always been, bringing you the best fishing advice, the best fishing tackle, the best fishing bait and lures, and hunting supplies, guns, and ammunition that they can find, and it's at the best prices, too. You know, they're in business to be in business. They're in business to make a living, but they are not a store that charges you outrageous prices. And I've known the folks, I've known Bill and Clyde Blamberg for 30 years, and I will tell you, they've always been the same. Their prices have always been fair. They've always been competitive, and their selection has always been superb. If they don't have it, they'll get it for you. If you need something, they'll special order it for you. And imagine, over all that time, nearly 60 years, of all the customers that have come and gone through those doors, all the people they've had to deal with, all the complaints, they've heard it all. So if you want good, honest, reliable service and selection and pricing, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you've never been there, go there this week and tell them you heard about it here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSports.com. You'll be glad you did. That's where I go when I need something right away here in Baltimore, and I'm in the area. That's where I go. And I recommend Clyde Sports Shop fully with every recommendation I can give them. So there you go. Time for me to tell you about the Fishing Challenge for the last time today. The Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament, actually, hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for everyone who is a recreational fisherman in Maryland, or woman, or person, or whatever. We don't get too politically correct here. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake and west to all the freshwater regions of western Maryland and here. More than 67 species of fish in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's also a youth division, which we're talking about with Letha Grimes here, connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, collectible Under Armour heat gear t-shirts, and even a share of that $25,000 in cash. I said $25,000. Fish are biting everywhere, all over the state right now. Go to the fishing log and check out the angler's log reports on the DNR website and the youth fishing log. Now's not the time to stay indoors. Today's a free fishing day. Next Saturday's a free fishing day. Go fish. DNR.Maryland.gov/fisheries for all the information on the Maryland Fishing Challenge.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, this is Sean Hannity. Guess what? Now there's finally a place to find the truth. Every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day by day, I got this snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
All right, Dragging the Line. Look, I talked to Bud the other day at Fishbones, and he tells me that the chumming is coming on strong. Doing lots of, selling lots of chum there at Fishbones. So, you know, we want to always tell you about our sponsors that, that tell us good information. So check it out down there at Fishbones Bait and Tackle. Letha Grimes is with us, and we're wrapping up this hour. We were talking about the youth fishing club and the derbies and all that type of stuff, a little advice for people that want to take their kids fishing. And how about this for an appropriate day? It's free fishing day today, Letha.
Yes. It's going to be a nice day, I think.
Yeah, sounds like a nice day. If you're looking for something to do today, why not, you know, head down to your local tackle shop and grab a fishing rod and reel, and you can go out there with the kids, and you can help them and fish and not have to worry about, you know, having a license. And today, this Saturday, next Saturday, it's all good.
All right, and, you know, and follow that up with posting your what you catch on the Youth Fishing Club. And if you're a member, each month we have a drawing. You can have an opportunity to win.
Right.
One of our guided fishing trips at the Fishing Challenge finale, or our quarterly drawings. I'm not sure if I mentioned it. We do quarterly drawings as well.
Mm-hmm.
And those young anglers will win a $50 Bass Pro gift card.
Good.
Courtesy of Bass Pro.
Sure.
And know what better way to get your fishing tackle built up by
adding a little gift card in there. That's nice.
There you go.
Indeed. So very good. Well,
yeah.
Good. Well, Letha, listen, it's been great having you today, and we appreciate you calling in and sharing part of your Saturday with us. And we know that you're dedicated to doing this. You've been doing this for a long time, not only the youth component, but you're also involved in Women in the Outdoors, or Becoming an Outdoors Woman program as well. And of course, if anybody has any messages for you here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, they can always email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Any comments or you know, compliments, just send them to me, and I'll make sure that they get passed on to Letha. So we appreciate you joining us today, Letha.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. And we'll talk to you here pretty soon.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Letha.
You.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
There she goes, Letha Grimes. So that gives me about a minute to tell you folks about getting in touch with us, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, how to get to us by email. That's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. ellisoutdoors.com is the umbrella website for everything we do here at Ellis Outdoors. And you can see a link to the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which is we're working on for the summer issue right now. And we've got